This is GQDN for Thursday, October 5th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, you could get some free stuff. We got some Lego things going on there with video games. And there's a live action project on the way. But today, we start with GameSpot.com, and they're saying that a former HR manager is now suing Bungie with wrongful termination. So, this comes to us from IGN, and the plaintiff, Ingrid Aim, or Alan, sorry, did file a complaint with the state of Washington earlier this year. Now, she was hired as the HR manager, but a few months later, she was asked to investigate the performance of a specific employee, and when she interviewed the employee, he, quote, claimed, unquote, that he was being unfairly targeted because he is an African-American member of a 50-person team. Now, Ingrid did report the concern with her supervisor and did recommend that the African-American's supervisor would get some diversity training. However, that recommendation was met with adversity, and her supervisor rejected the proposal because it was cited that the seniority of the employees recommended to receive training, or that the new HR person should receive training. But then Bungie, after that, recommended the termination of the African American's employment. But did remain concerned, as she was stating that the termination would be racially biased. So in September, she did reach out to Bungie's Director of Equality and Inclusion, Dr. Courtney Benjamin, who did recommend that the African American would receive a written warning instead. But Alm's supervisor may have become angry after she reached out to Benjamin and then sent a written warning to Alm via email. Later last month, did get a, quote, needs improvement marker in the company's review, and that is despite prior excellent marks. Her supervisor did allege that advised that she looks for an exit from the job. After that, did attempt to log in and found out she was locked out of the computers. She did email her supervisor, but did not receive any response for a few days. And then she received a message claiming that her resignation has been accepted. And claims she never did resign. Now, according to Eurogamer.net, Microsoft, and we'll talk about them a little bit later in the news, is ready for the UK regulator. Now, the UK competition regulator will now launch a new investigation to the cloud services into Microsoft. And this is all because of the current deal between Xbox and Activision Blizzard. Now, Ofcom, which is leading the charge, did refer the public cloud infrastructure services to the CMA for investigation over the competition concerns. Direct quote from Eurogamer.net. Now, Ofcom also had some concerns about, quote, the software licensing practices of some cloud providers, in particular Microsoft. Now, in a statement, CMA boss Sarah Cargill did say, quote, we welcome Ofcom's referral of public cloud infrastructure services to us for in-depth scrutiny. This is a $7.5 billion market that underpins a whole host of online services, from social media to the AI foundation models. Many businesses now completely rely on cloud services, making effective competition in this market essential. Now, the feedback to the decision will be at the end of the week, or the end of this week, yep, which is the 6th of October, and the final verdict will be no later than the 18th of October. So we'll keep you apprised. Now, going to Activision Blizzard, if you had some trouble earlier today, your troubles are over trying to get into Diablo 4. This comes to us from PC Gamer because some of the Blizzard game launchers and storefronts and some of the ports like Diablo 4, World of Warcraft, and other games would have some failed or slow login attempts. But 4 hours later, as an update on Twitter, the company did say that, quote, the login issues have been resolved, so now you can get back into Diablo 4 if you so want to play, and World of Warcraft, and Heroes of the Storm. Who wants to play Overwatch? Well, maybe you can get back into that too. But PCGamer.com did say that Cyberpunk 2077 does have a live-action project on the way. So, Cyberpunk 2077 could now be headed to the television screens. CD Projekt Red did announce that today, and they're working with the production company Anonymous Content on a, quote, live-action project, end quote. And that might tell a new story about Night City. Now, Anonymous Content has been around for about 20 years, which they have been doing some film projects like True Detective, S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Creek, The Revenant, and 13 Reasons Why, and Random Acts of Flyness. And they might be looking at the video game project Life is Strange, though there's no sign of it yet. But CD Projekt knows a thing or two about television because The Witcher has been pretty big. So we'll see what else happens there. By the way, if you have some PlayStation 5, Rockstar did say that you can go to 60 FPS to Red Dead Redemption. That is via GameInformer.com, and here's what they said on X. Quote, Red Dead Redemption, including Undead Nightmare, now supports 60 FPS on PlayStation 5 via backward compatibility. So there you go. Now Borderlands 3 Ultimate Edition did also launch its trailer for Nintendo Switch. Yes, that is coming to you guys. So you shall enjoy that game very soon. There's no release date for Switch yet, but it's coming. Now we get to some outside of the game things because Lego is including some Animal Crossings. This comes to us from NintendoLife.com, and Nintendo UK did say, welcome to Lego Animal Crossing. So yes, you can go play Animal Crossing in real life. Get to it. But one more thing before we go, if you like snacks, you could get a free Xbox Game Pass, a free month, if you eat some Doritos or drink some Mountain Dew. Now this comes to us from GameSpot.com, and they have a deal Xbox has a deal between them and PepsiCo. So if you like that and you don't have Game Pass yet, you can get a free month of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. So what could be the prices? Okay, so it's not just that. You can get a Magma racing suit in Forza Motorsports. You can get some PC game rigs, different Xbox consoles and accessories. That comes from Xbox. The Rockstar codes will give you a chance to win a Starfield themed, 2023 Corvette Stingray. Look it up. Now, the promotion ends on December 29th, so before the end of the year. Go check it out. While you're checking that out, you can go check us out at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.